This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders had a rally in North Texas last night defending his call to allow incarcerated felons to vote.
Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope.
5 people dead after violent storms rolled through Texas and Louisiana, now heading into the nation's mid-Atlantic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
With at least 20 Democratic White House hopefuls now declared, the president's taking jabs at them and the size of that Democratic field, saying of who he thinks may dominate it.
Well, I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe Sanders or maybe Biden. I think that, you know, when you look at Joe, I've known Joe over the years. He's not the brightest light bulb in the group, I don't think.
He was speaking there on Hannity on Fox News, the president again insisting also that he never told former White House counsel Don McGahn to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. Speaking at the White House today, the president said he had every right to fire Mueller, but chose not to do so. And he again argued that Mueller found no collusion and no obstruction in the Russia investigation. The First Lady celebrating her 49th birthday with her husband and the first couple of Japan today. President Trump and the First Lady welcoming Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his wife later this afternoon. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A report says a U.S. official signed a pledge to pay North Korea $2 million for the hospital bill for American Otto Warmbier. The Washington Post says President Trump urged the official to sign the pledge, but it didn't say whether the bill was actually ever paid. Warmbier was comatose when he was returned to American custody in 2017, and he died several days after returning to the United States. Lawyers for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft will attempt today to convince a Florida judge to throw out videos that police say show Kraft paying for sex. Prosecutors say the videos shot on 2 separate occasions show the 77-year-old Kraft paying for sex at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Kraft's lawyers will argue that police violated his right to privacy when they secretly installed the video cameras at that spa near West Palm Beach. Kraft and more than 24 other men are charged with soliciting prostitution. Today is National Pretzel Day. The twisted baked bread has been celebrated on April 26th since 2003, and a recent survey found 63% of Americans prefer salty pretzels. 54% like to dip their pretzels. And to celebrate, pretzel merchants nationwide are having some big, pretty cool specials today. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, this is the day people have been waiting for. Any moment now, we should be getting information on the Mueller report. And let's see what happens next. We'll see how many heads explode and, of course, how long this will last. The Mueller report and all the research and everything took 675 days. And something tells me we may have another 675 days of this to look forward to, at least through the 2020 campaign. We have that to look forward to anyway, and we'll keep you up to date as that breaks. But meanwhile, we've got problems at our southern border. And here to talk about the immigration issues is the founder of History Speaks Today, Bruce Thatcher. Bruce, how are you, buddy?
I'm just fine, Bill, and I hope you are too, but we're not fine at our southern border.
Oh, we're certainly not. Again, your book, the timeliness of your books, first of all, Adamant Aggressors, you know, what is happening here or what's happening in the shadows to, you know, kind of accelerate what's going on, and a lot of shadowy activity. And that seems to be more so the order of the day. Of course, we're going to hear about some of these shadowy characters with the Mueller report coming out. And, of course, one of the things that you can always look forward to is the ones who complain the loudest. They're the ones probably closer connected to adamant aggressors. It would seem that history would indicate that to us. What do you think?
Well, I think that's probably true. The squeaky people are either greasing wheels for an agenda, or else they are trying to project onto others the very things that they are doing. I pointed out in immigration three of the rules for successful immigration policies, but let me give you a sure sign for failed policy, and that's when a country's immigration system has collapsed, when that country admits more illegal migrants or more migrants who break the rules than it does those who follow the rules, and we're on a track to achieve that this year or maybe next. That's where we're going, and I think there may be some of that nefarious stuff, nefarious money, nefarious attitudes behind this track that we're on.
Well, we're not even dealing with the truth here, Bruce. I mean, because what we hear is, oh, Republicans want cheap labor, and then Democrats want voters. I mean, regardless of whatever scenario you want to come up with, they seem to agree that there is a problem. I mean, if you hear the campaigning already happening from the left, whenever they do talk about immigration, they're reluctant to talk about the chaos at the border. But they have to admit it is a problem, because the fact of the matter is Main Street America is getting it. They understand there is a problem. And this whole issue of immigration cities that has been taking place, and of course, it was interesting, the timing of this is some people said, what was Trump listening to your show? Because we had said a while ago that what he should do is take these people that they were releasing into the country and release them into Nancy Pelosi's voting district and just drop them off en masse, just bust them right there, you know, which was reminiscent of an old story that I recall about the Mars Company, where you know, there was a manager of a division, and what happened, he was trying to save money because they were cost conscious, and he was getting rewarded based on the profitability of the center. And you know, one of the owners, well, one of the Mars families, were making the tour of the facility and noticed on this one floor that it was quite hot. And he says, well, you know, the air conditioning's not working. He said, how long has this been going on? This has been going on for a number of weeks. And he says, well, what are you doing here? He says, well, you know, we're, you know, trying to save money, and you know, we're paid on profitability and all this. And so Mr. Mars looked to his person, his right hand guy, and says, do me a favor, go up to his office and bring his desk down here on this floor. Well, needless to say, the air conditioning got fixed really quick. You know, so sometimes people don't understand the problem until they're in the middle of it themselves, and so much so that even Cher had to make a reasonable response and saying, hey, look, there's no more room in the inn here, right?
Well, if we could somehow do exactly what Trump has suggested and ship all of the detainees, put all of the detainee centers in sanctuary cities, or ship all the detainees to the jurisdictions of our representatives in Congress who absolutely refuse to admit that there's a problem. That's one thing that would certainly sensitize them. I'm not sure that we'll do that. But I think it's a great talking point, and it's I think Trump is trying everything he can within the tools he has, and one of those is to somehow or other sensitize the constituents of various congressmen that you've got a problem, and you've got to get on the back of your congressman, and only when that happens will something happen in Congress. Mm-hmm. And only when Congress does something can this situation truly be solved. But until that happens, that's when we hit bottom. And until we hit bottom on that, then we're going to be applying Band-Aids here and Band-Aids there. And that's what we see happening daily at the border. But the numbers are telling. We're going to release 650,000 illegally. Release 650,000 people who entered our country illegally in this fiscal year, and we only admit a million illegally.
Yeah. So now we're 1.6, but of the 600,000, rule of law is compromised. You know, we've already got. In just about in every state of the union, as best we can tell, because again, anything around this issue, the information is limited. They don't want us to know the truth, so they've held it back. But the general consensus is, Bruce, that in every state of the union, a citizen has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant. So it's like, wait a minute, you know, we're talking illegality to the point of our citizens being murdered. We've got these brain trusts in these varying cities and communities and states that say, oh, we'll take care of them. We will even give them welfare. So we're promoting more of the same. We'll give them free health care. We'll give them free education. I mean, they don't even need to vote for Bernie Sanders because they're already getting free health care and free education. I mean, it's like people are getting this, and this is very irritating to them and disturbing. And meanwhile, you know, you get the talking points and the resistance by the Democrats. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand this. I mean, I hate the partisanship, but you got to call it out for what it is, because it is the Democrats that are doing this. I mean, it's interesting. They all offer ideas. Even Bernie Sanders offers ideas. And I say, well, you're a senator. Why aren't you doing something about it right now? What's going to lead us to believe that you're going to do something as president when you can't even do it as senator?
I'd like all those questions to be posed to all the candidates, and it's unfortunate the election is still 2 years away.
Well, but meanwhile, we're getting bombarded with all this rhetoric, and we're led to believe that they really care about this country and they really care about the immigration issue. We're going to go deeper into it in this next segment. Stay with us, America. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher is with us. Stay tuned.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Independent, just the way you you'd like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The immigration expert, yes, from History Speaks, Bruce Thatcher is with us. His book, which I believe is a must read for anybody in Congress, any of our elected officials, any policymakers, people who really want to understand what is going on with immigration. This is a book that's been out for quite a while, and Bruce has been on. We've discussed this in quite detail, and it is terrific. I mean, you know, because part of Bruce's passion with History Speaks is that we would not reproduce the mistakes. I mean, you hear people say this all the time. I mean, the reason that history is so important so that we learn from it and we don't make the mistakes. But for some reason, I don't know, you can blame it on the elites that say they know better and, you know, they want to tell us, well, we just didn't try hard enough. You know, we're going to make it work this way. And it's going, well, why do you want to do that when time and again, the empirical evidence is clear that that doesn't work. And his book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, when you read this book time and again, it will, like, enlighten you even further. And you go, oh, there they go. The knuckleheads one more time are trying to do something that has never worked. Right, Bruce?
That's right. And one of the things that we always see as one of these lessons is playing out in modern times is denial. Everybody, not everybody, but most people deny that what's happening is happening. And we certainly have seen this with the border crisis and the illegal immigration denial, saying, yes. We've gone through a long process of key people in government saying, oh, there's no crisis. This isn't, you know, there's no problem. And I think we're getting past the denial part now because even the deniers are now saying, well, maybe there is a problem. They want to define the problem in ways that it's somebody else's problem, but at least we're getting to the point where people are recognizing it's a problem. There are elements to it that I think that aren't very much discussed and that maybe are a little bit more ominous. We can see the numbers, millions, these caravans, they're getting bigger.
Yes.
They're getting bigger every week. And we have a denial of service situation at the border where it's being absolutely flooded to the point where our immigration border system just can't work. It can't work. And can this be accidental? I don't think so.
Right.
It goes through the numbers. It's literally costing hundreds of millions of dollars to support these people on their journey north to the border.
Mm-hmm.
That's not coming from donations along the way. They're not living off the land. Somebody's putting up this money, and I don't know who.
Who's benefiting from this, Bruce? I mean, just ask the basic, you know, critical thinking question, you know, who gains by our border being stormed like this?
I think that's...
And you've got some obvious groups, right? I mean, you know, you've got the drug cartels, you've got human traffickers, yes, you've got the cheap labor, but all this is minor. I mean, the amount of money that's being made just by the drug cartels and human traffickers is off the charts.
When you explore the question of who gains, I think you ultimately have to get to much bigger players than people are typically talking about. And
I'm sorry, catch up. The thing is, people don't want to admit that America is diabolical in the eyes of so many other despots and rulers and, you know, people that operate in the shadows, the George Soroses and that element that has been in operation within even our government that doesn't want the constitutional republic to exist. They want it to be destroyed. And this, I think, is very difficult, even for Main Street America, to get their brain around that there are diabolical forces that are so pronounced. The fact of the matter is, as you've documented in your history books and you've taught on this, Bruce, is as soon as our founding father said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn the pyramid leadership upside down. We're no longer going to be led by a leader, by a king, by a president. We're going to be led by we the people. Boy, you had, as soon as they made that announcement, the antithetical forces came out in number, and they operated and have been operating in the shadows, but now more than ever, and you can thank Donald Trump for this, the shroud of their diabolical ambitions have been exposed.
It has been, and they have been there throughout our history to one extent or another, both inside and outside of this country. The inanimate aggressor, as I pointed out, will use absolutely any perceived weakness in the United States to attack us. And they have perceived our immigration system as a point at which they can successfully attack and literally bring us down. And so they're going to exploit that, and they're going to go that way until we do something about it.
Bruce, how do we, I mean, even, you know, getting to this point now, as you say, we're making some headway. People are starting to see this. They're elected officials. I'm talking about Main Street America. I mean, you know, elected officials, people who have been elected to office are being exposed. They're losing credibility. They have nothing to stand on to support the unreal scenario that they are presenting to the American people. As you mentioned, that they are, this is one big fake report after another, fake news if you want to call it, but even a fake report from people that supposedly are looking out for our interests as elected officials.
It will change when we the people, when the voice of us, the people, gets loud enough so that, and enough of us do it. We haven't reached that critical mass evidently yet, but all of the things such as you're doing, such as other broadcasters are doing, such as politicians, such as our President Trump is doing, making noise, the bully puppet, the preaching continually, announcing to the public of what's really going on is having an impact. And groups such as relatives of people who've been murdered by illegal immigrants or killed by illegal immigrants, making all the noise they can, slowly this is going to get through, and it seems to be getting through the cacophony of all of the competing entertainment and noises that occur in our media. We have a long ways to go, but we cannot let down. We've got to keep telling the story.
Well, Bruce, we're having a hard time right now managing the DACAs, the Dreamers, and the people that are here illegally. For the longest time, we've heard the number, 11, 13 million. Now they're trying to be a little bit more sincere about it, or at least honest, and saying it's upwards of 20 million. It could be higher yet. They have no idea on the real number. And so what happens when this country finally says enough is enough, and, we're looking at mass deportations? Is that inevitable?
Unfortunately, it brings us to the point where to do something about the problem, we have to do things that will be just absolutely against our grain to do. And the longer we put it off, the longer we refuse to deal with it, the more traumatic the ultimate cure to it becomes. Look at Europe and what they're facing with the millions of migrants that flooded across their borders in recent years, and now countries there are just agonizing. Look at France and the riots and things that they're having. It's
exactly
happening here.
And the thing is, it's not necessarily, I mean, it's the good people that grieve over this, and we're anticipating this, that this is going to be a major issue. You talk about, tearing families apart, down the road here. This is going to be extremely painful, and the pain is only going to accelerate the longer we continue on with this false pretense, or at least, this head-in-the-sand policy about immigration. But Donald Trump, to his credit, will not allow this. He's doing everything he can to keep this from happening. But we're going to deal with some messes. Regardless, Bruce Thatcher, let me tell you.
I hope we do. We've got to keep the noise up.
There it is. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce, as always. Appreciate the time.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders had a rally in North Texas last night defending his call to allow incarcerated felons to vote.
Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope.
5 people dead after violent storms rolled through Texas and Louisiana, now heading into the nation's Mid-Atlantic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So
welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, we are still taking your emails because we're givers, and we've got tickets to give away to the movie Breakthrough that was outstanding in its first week, ranked number 3. And tickets still available because we're givers. We pass them on to you. They will be sent to you electronically. And also coming with the tickets is a book of the movie Breakthrough by Jason Noble. He is the pastor that was there alongside John Smith during the ordeal. An incredible, incredible story. Movie, if you haven't seen it, you'll want to see it. Trust me. And look at, better yet, if you get free tickets, why not? All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We're givers. So what we do, we put them in the HOPA. This is, I guess, the first way that we know how to do it because, you know, the breadth of listeners across the country will listen to us at various times. You know, we're on live every day, 9 to noon Eastern, but throughout the weekend on a number of stations across the country. And so we want to make it fair to everybody. And so the way to do it is you drop me an email. We put it in the HOPA, as we say. We pull your name out of the HOPA, and then you are a winner, 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 chicken dinner. And we will electronically send you a pair of tickets to enjoy the movie Breakthrough. And then, you know, via snail mail, as they say, via media disbursement, a book
of the movie will be sent, and so you'll be able to enjoy the movie and the book with our compliments. Thank you very much. So make sure you get those emails off to us right away. I guess we're William Gein, who we expected, is the president of the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group that represents more than 50,000 members. Is due to join us any minute now. We're going to be talking about our president being warned against amnesty, as you can imagine, as we continue to deal with the immigration issue at the border. I think it's quite ironic that you have these candidates for president from the Democratic side that will tuck and talk a little bit about immigration. I'm saying, okay, well, most of you are in Congress right now, or you're in the Senate. What are you doing to solve this problem? Of course, it's all been blocked, and as Liz Peek had said earlier, you know, the Democrats do not have a lot of ambition to deal with the problems of America right now, because unless they can get direct credit for it, you know, they're not going to vote. They're going to ignore it one way or another, and of course, the opposite is true as well, because anything that they're interested in that they pass at the House, it gets to the Senate, and it's going to be, you know, just pretty much tabled there. It isn't going to go anywhere, because that's the story of our government right now and the gridlock, okay? Now, Democrats convinced the constituencies of 2018 that they needed to be in charge. Well, we've given them the keys to the car, and they're driving it into the ditch, you know, pursuing a lot of these windmills like Don Quixote. I mean, here we've already spent 60-some million dollars of the people's money looking into Donald Trump and this Russian collusion delusion. And it's been an absolute mess. What have we got out of it? You know, we got, in summary, what even Peter Strzok said earlier, you know, going into the investigation, and this is, I guess, in part why he was motivated to be part of the Mueller, you know, constituency and the special counsel, because he mentioned in a tweet to Lisa Page that, you know, there's no there. There's no collusion. You know, that's not going to work. But also, you know, the big question that came out as we discussed with George Papadopoulos earlier this morning was, you know, what is this all about? You know, what was the big motivation? I mean, do we know why, you know, President Obama? I mean, I think it's more than just not wanting Donald Trump to be president. You know, there's something more diabolical in all this. And I say diabolical because, you know, what was affected here was nothing short of a coup, an attempted coup on a duly elected president of the United States. Is your brain getting around that yet? Or do you think that, oh, it's just because in your perception, Donald Trump's an idiot, he should never have been president of the United States, and somehow they're doing us a favor by upending the whole due process of our republic? But, you know, keep in mind that what drives due process and what drives this republic is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I underline liberty especially because whenever our liberties are compromised, for whatever reason, even for the least of us, you know, any liberty that is compromised, even for the least of us, compromises us all. It's just the nature of it. It's the design of this republic. This is what makes it so brilliant. But people would want you to believe that, oh, it's okay to carve out special interests. It's okay to carve out, you know, special ideas or exceptions to the rules, either because the people are really, really bad or because these people are really, really good, and we need to offer exceptions. Well, that's just not the way it works. Not effectively, anyway. It works, but not to the greater good. And this is what lies before us, the opportunity here in this country, is for us to be, you know, critical thinkers again, to ask critical questions, to hold those that we elect into office accountable, okay? For those of you that thought, okay, might be a good move, let's have the Democrats come in. But I think you're starting to understand is that when you have, you know, this kind of gridlock going on, this isn't good. I mean, and this is in spite of the announcement that came out this morning that our U.S. economy grew 3.2% in first quarter. You know, Steve Forbes said, and it's been said before, but Steve Forbes again reemphasized that it was the Democrats and the Obama regime that said, we're not going to, you know, 1.8, that's the new normal, that's the best you can hope for. And they're high-fiving and thinking, okay, this is it. I guess this is all part of the fundamental transformation of America, is that we had to dumb ourselves down and even reduce our ambitions and level of productivity that we could only yield 1.8%. But as I said, Donald Trump and many Americans didn't get that memo, or it was the wrong gospel, wrong church, and rightfully so. We didn't heed to the Obama vision of this country and saying that we're only as good as 1.8. No, we're better than that. Many of us believe that, 4, 5, 6% is very viable. But we have got to, eliminate more regulations. We've got to eliminate this idea of big government, the intrusion of the Fed, as Steve Forbes cited. You know, we got to keep an eye on all these things because, again, what is the whole idea? The whole idea and concept here is liberty. You know, if it frees us up and allows us to be the better versions of ourselves and to be the best we can be, well, all honor and glory. Let's go for it. But if it's something that, a small handful of people, the elites of our country who have taken over in many areas, say, look, if that's not possible, you know, we didn't go to them and say, Mother, may I, get the right privilege to do this, then we're not allowed. Then we got big government coming in and regulating us to death and strangling our productivity and affecting, you know, the joy and happiness of ourselves and our family members. Because as you've heard me refer to the misery index, the misery index under Barack Obama was starting to get off the charts here. And this is why Donald Trump was elected. It wasn't about the Russians. It wasn't about Hillary. It really, the bottom line is that, look, it for a long time, America said, man, we need a businessman in our government here. You know, our government isn't running the way, you know, in a common sense sort of way, in the way businesses run. Maybe we need to have a businessman. And I think this is why it excited itself for a moment when Ross Perot came out. But unfortunately, Ross Perot didn't have, you know, what it took to really deliver the bacon, so to speak. But who would have thought that Donald Trump, after all the chastisement and the fun-making and memes that went out about his character, that he would be the one to deliver the goods to the American people? And it's inarguable. I mean, you know, it's like, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the media that's lying to you? Or are you going to believe your fat wallet that keeps getting bigger? And also, the fact that there's a little bit more joy in America's households today because they are out there being productive. They are delivering the goods for their families. And this is the American dream. This is what it's all about here, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to support those things and those politicians that understand that and can deliver the goods on behalf of we the people. I'm Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biff Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
What tastes like chicken anymore? Have you pondered that lately? Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. William Gein joins us now. William is the president of the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group. William, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, glad to be back.
Hey, well, this whole immigration issue, we were talking about this earlier, that it's pretty much dead in the water. Democrats are not going to cooperate. If they do, they perceive this as giving Trump some sort of victory. I mean, forget about the voters that, you know, said, look, at we want you to affect some positive policy here, especially with immigration and the crisis that's going on in the southern border. I mean, they're so fixated that think it's all just about a wall, the new four-letter word of the 21st century. But it's so much more than that, and the way they talk to the voters is if it's quite insulting. It's like, you know, they perceive us as being a bunch of idiots, and that we just want to be caught up in all this emotion. And meanwhile, our borders are being stormed, sex trafficking continues, opioids proliferating in our country. And all the rule of law thrown out the window, and I guess we're supposed to be okay with that.
Well, we're not sending the message out there that it's dead in the water. Right now, we estimate there's a 70% chance that nation-crushing amnesty for illegal immigrants is going to be signed into law by President Trump before the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. We just received word last days that the nepotism going on with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, that Kushner's got his amnesty plan together, his immigration reform plan. And anybody that has said immigration reform in Washington, D.C. for the last 15 years, it somehow or another ended up being amnesty for millions of illegal aliens in the actual legislation. But Jared Kushner, lifelong Democrat from 666 Fifth Avenue up there, rolls, according to news reports, sometime next week. That's why we have our activists trying to head that off at the pass and call the White House demanding Trump fire Kushner and get him out of there before this disaster goes too far. But at this point, and I've been fighting amnesty bills for 15 years, I've played a very strong, if not decisive role in defeating 10 amnesty bill legislation supported by the banks and the Chamber of Commerce and a host of George Soros groups and million-dollar groups. And the only amnesty to ever get passed this in law was the secret amnesty Donald Trump signed with his own hand on February 15th of this year and the secret budget bill. And so that's the only one to get past this. So we know that Trump will sign an amnesty bill. He's already done it. We know that Trump doesn't mind passing legislation fast that the American public doesn't know what all this is about. We know that Trump signaled to Democrats that he was willing to cut a deal for amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants. And then Trump actually endorsed and supported amnesty bills over this first 2 years in office, like H.R. 4760. Mm-hmm. So anybody that has any warm fuzzies that Donald Trump won't sign an amnesty bill obviously doesn't know the facts. Mm-hmm. We can't win in the House. The Democrats outnumber us. Any bill that has enough enticements in it, which Trump has signaled he's willing to put on the table for them, because, of course, amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants gives them eventual full control and permanent control of the United States within, you know, a few years. We may already be beyond the point of no return. Donald Trump has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to come into the country. It may already be numerically possible for another Republican to ever win the presidency.
It's been said.
Or Republicans to take back control of the House. And in the Senate, the Senate passed an amnesty bill on this about 4 or 5 years ago. There are so many rhino Republicans who are in the bag for the Chamber of Commerce, they'll vote for it. And Jared Kushner doesn't usually make his move until it's lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We saw how he rolled with prison reform. He wants that thing right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he has compromised a lot of our allies in D.C. They've been meeting with some of the immigration groups like us that have fought against amnesty in the past to try to promise them things to get them to lay down in this fight. And we're trying to get people on red alert right now to get ready to fight amnesty legislation again because, according to the reports, the Kushner-Trump immigration reform bill, which will likely contain an expansion, an increase in legal immigration levels, which Trump promised us he would reduce instead of increase, and an amnesty guest worker program for millions of illegal immigrants, and a lot of tough talk about border security to wrap the amnesty up, a lot of spoonfuls of sugar to help the poison go down. There'll be a lot of tough talk about border fences and border security and red meat for those people who vote for this thing to go campaign on. I voted to secure the border and protect American wages and do all this stuff, and don't you pay no attention to that William Gein of Alabac telling you about the amnesty for 6 million illegals who are now here permanently to vote against you in U.S. elections. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to sound the alarm, get people on the ready line, and if we can't mobilize enough conservatives this time because it's Donald Trump's amnesty, then, you know, the disaster that Bush and Obama tried to push on us becomes a done deal.
William, do you have a handle at all on the number? I mean, for the longest time, I'm talking about illegal immigrants. For the longest time, we've heard, 10, 11 million. I mean, this has been going on for decades that we've heard that number. And I can't, and some still insist and use, 11, 13 million. I mean, that seems rather low. Others have suggested we're probably looking at 25 to 30 million. Do you have a better handle on the number of illegals that are here in this country? Is that even possible?
Well, it's hard to have a number because they don't really want us to have it. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security held the ticker steady at about 11, 12 million illegals, but they held that number for like 10 years.
Exactly.
Other studies showed ranges up into the 20s. So to be as accurate as possible, I would come on shows like yours and say, we're dealing with a situation of 10 to 20 million illegals. Mm-hmm. However, I'm trying to think of the source that did the upgrade on that. Pretty high-powered source came out with a new estimate of 22 to 23 million illegals as of last year or recently. So now when I approach audiences, I mention 20 to 30 million illegals, which basically is more than enough. Many of them are already voting in elections, even though that's illegal for them. Most of them are a lot of them are working jobs, even though that's illegal. A lot of them are receiving in-state tuition to replace their own kids and limit the seats in colleges, although that violates federal law. A lot of them are receiving welfare benefits, even though that's illegal. All these federal laws that are not being enforced by Trump or Obama or Bush are allowing illegal immigrants to just run away with things. And the word is out across the world that Donald Trump's current presidential directives of catch and release The catch and release programs going on at the border are not laws. They're not court ordered. They're presidential directives, which once again, President Trump promised during his campaign he would end, and he did not. So the Border Patrol is basically an Uber service for the drug cartels and picking up their cargo and shipping them in here, probably to the tune of 1,000 to 2,000 illegals per night are being escorted. You know, the headlines read 1,500 illegals apprehended yesterday, but they weren't apprehended. They were just picked up, processed, and released.
Yeah, brought into the
United States. So everybody in Sri Lanka, where the murder of Christians just occurred, and Pakistan, and Uganda, and South Africa, and Brazil, every corner of the world knows that if you want a bunch of free stuff, you can just waltz right up to, you can go find a Border Patrol agent and let them carry to your new life in the United States as a Democrat voter.
Now, this is, you know, this has been very painful, and this is why people voted for Donald Trump. I would say that, and I would agree with you, William, that if he mishandles this, I mean, he puts his reelection in jeopardy. I mean, it is that clear. I mean, you're going to have a major issue on this if what you're saying, and of course you're on top of this, so I trust what you're saying has veracity. I'm hearing you, and I know our listeners are hearing you as well on this. But again, this is why we remind everybody: this is a government of, for, by, we the people. If you're not activated, I mean, William, who would have thought that you had been this activated over immigration for this length of period of time? And thank God for your activation, because you know, we're all the better for your participation.
Well, the main thing that we've been able to do for the country is we have an accomplishment section on our alipac.us website where people can review the important battles we fought and won. But the main contribution we've done is we have stopped the immigration reform, guest worker, temporary worker, amnesty programs from becoming law, because that rubber stamps all this evil, terrible stuff that's already been being done to us. It rubber stamps it into formal, permanent law.
Mm-hmm.
And until that happens, you know, we've been able to stand it off. Without that happening, it means at this moment, the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America is fully reversible through peaceful, humanitarian enforcement of our, and deportations and enforcement of our existing laws.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're still fighting for, because that's the only way the American public has a chance. If Donald Trump puts pen to paper on another amnesty bill like he did on February 15th. And anybody wants more details on this, because, of course, we're always limited for time, the announcement section at alipac.us mm-hmm. has all of our updates on this. And when you read them with your smartphone or tablet or old-school desktop like I do, there are blue links in all of our releases and everything that link you to the articles. So if I say something on the air or something in my press releases that people go, wait a minute, I don't think that's accurate. Go click on the sources, dig in, review, and you'll see why we're saying these things to national audiences, why we're forming these strategies of calling for Trump to fire Jared Kushner, why we're looking for people who are willing to stand up to Trump and hold him accountable for the promises he made, because we're looking for the voters that voted for Trump, not just because he was against Hillary,
mm-hmm.
not a Democrat, socialist.
Right.
We're looking for the voters that voted for Donald Trump based off the content of what he told us he was going to do for the
exactly.
country. No. And those are the people who should be very alarmed already. Trump has,
right.
has lost a lot of supporters. And if we don't stop him, you know, if he signs it.
Well, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. William Gein, I'm Bill Martinez.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters.